You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Bishops, religious sisters, police chiefs, and representatives from civil society make up the Santa Marta Group, which is dedicated to preventing human trafficking and modern-day slavery. They're joining together this week in the Vatican to share and encourage best practices in the struggle against human trafficking. Group delegates will report back to Pope Francis on the progress that has been made since signing the SMG commitment 2 years ago, where each of the 24 police chiefs present committed to developing partnerships with the church and civil society to bring to justice those who are responsible for the horrendous crime of trafficking and to alleviate the suffering of the victims. Launched in 2014 by Pope Francis and led by Cardinal Vincent Nichols, the Archbishop of Westminster, the SMG grew out of a unique partnership established in 2012 between the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales and the Metropolitan Police Department's Human Trafficking Unit in London. Among those taking part in the conference is Archbishop Stephen Brislin of Cape Town, South Africa. Ahead of the conference, Archbishop Brislin spoke with Christopher Wells.
Father Peter John Pearson, my Vicar General from Cape Town, and myself are in Rome for the Santa Marta Group, as it is called. This is a group that deals with human trafficking and tries to find ways of counteracting human trafficking in various parts of the world. It's really spearheaded by Cardinal Nichols of Westminster, and he is the main driving force. What the conference tries to do is to bring together bishops and heads of the church together with chiefs of police from various countries. And so we often have chiefs of police from South America, from Canada, North America, various European countries and some African countries as well, and Asian countries, and sometimes the presidents of the different episcopal conferences or some bishops who are particularly concerned about the issue. And the idea, of course, is that together with the police, we believe that the church has a very important role to play in counteracting human trafficking.
Now, human trafficking is something that maybe a lot of people don't think of in their daily lives as being a problem in the world. Can you talk about maybe the new awareness that we have of the issue of human trafficking? What is it, and how is it present in the modern world?
It is certainly an enormous problem throughout the world, but it is also a very hidden problem because obviously traffickers work and succeed in their work because of the secrecy that is involved. So sometimes it's very difficult to assess the extent of the problem. But I think all agencies throughout the world, all police agencies, agree that it is an enormous problem throughout the world. And of course, there are various different types of trafficking. Cape Town, for example, is a point of origin. In other words, that young people are very often enticed in Cape Town to accept so-called wonderful job opportunities in other places. It's also a point of destination where trafficked people are brought in, sometimes to work in very demeaning situations, but most often, of course, as prostitutes. And thirdly, it is also a transit point. And so you have trafficked people passing through the Cape going to other places. And that's pretty much the case in many parts of the world. A lot of it is, of course, around the sex trade. I think that would be the biggest, and women are the most trafficked people of all. But there are others, of course, who are trafficked for labor purposes, young men enticed, and then very often have their passports taken away from them. They are told that they are in debt to the traffickers for the transport to get to those places and for their accommodation and food. And they become very vulnerable and very dependent on the traffickers and can't really escape. So this is a new form of slave labor.
And the Santa Marta Group is making efforts to at least approach the problem. Can you speak about what you're trying to do and what you're hoping to do with this group?
Yes, I think that a very good example would be what has happened in the UK, in the United Kingdom recently, where there seems to be a very close cooperation between the police and the church. And there have been occasions, for example, when the police knew that trafficking was going on and they had organized a raid. And because it involved women, they called together a group of women religious to accompany them. And once the police had raided and arrested the traffickers, then the sisters went in to give comfort, to console the trafficked woman, and just to be with them and to support them in that moment. And I think that's just one example of how this cooperation between the police and church can work. During this conference, of course, we're going to hear reports from various countries throughout the world, and it's going to be very interesting to see the progress that has been made since last year.
I would think there'd also be a role for the church in helping trafficked persons after they've escaped from the clutches of these people, and you know, maybe they're in a foreign country and have problems getting home or even contacting their families.
Exactly, and I think that this is something that the religious women particularly have a concern for. In South Africa as well, for example, our human trafficking desk, counteracting human trafficking, is run by a religious woman. And it's a joint effort between the consecrated persons and the bishops' conference. So I think that that is really a role that many women religious now see as being very appropriate to them, of giving that sort of support when trafficked people have been released. And they remain very vulnerable because they don't always get good treatment from the police services. So they do need support and accompaniment at that time. But another very important role for the church is in terms of awareness, because the whole of human trafficking really revolves around deception, deceiving people into believing that there are wonderful job opportunities in other places of the world. And so young people are enticed to leave, escape from their particular situations, perhaps situations of poverty, and to follow these wonderful-sounding job opportunities. So we need to make young people particularly aware of the dangers, and that if there is any job offer that seems to be good, too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So beware.
And I wonder, too, is there? Do you also approach it from the side of those people who are taking advantage of the trafficked persons, not just the traffickers themselves who are in business, but those who are obviously using prostitutes is very horrible, but people who are taking advantage of trafficked persons to work in their homes or their gardens or...
Yes, indeed. I think that that is a very big challenge for the future as well. I'm not aware of any major examples yet of cases where we have dealt directly with people who are taking advantage of trafficked people. But I think that that, again, is somewhere where, in cooperation with the police, we could play a very important role. And again, making people aware, prospective employers aware of, you know, the suffering that they are causing and the hardship that people have. So I think the awareness thing is one of the most important things of all.
And the Casa Santa, the Santa Marta group is meeting this week?
It's meeting this week within the Vatican walls. I think it's the Academy of Science. But it's meeting there, and it begins on Wednesday and will end on Thursday afternoon.
And that was Archbishop Stephen Brislin of Cape Town, South Africa, speaking to Christopher Wells.